I will call this special meeting of District 161 to order. It is 6 o'clock. Would you please stand and join us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Wildeville, here. Mrs. Lenz, here. Mrs. Murphy, here. Mrs. Kenny, here. Mr. Doyle is absent with notice.
Did he call? I didn't hear anything
from him.
No.
Okay. Mr. Peros is absent with notice. And Mrs. Borgens is in traffic.
Here she is.
There she
is. Mrs. Borgens?
I'm here.
Here.
Okay. Next on the agenda is public comments. Okay. Mr. Marin?
Well, I'm here, but probably not for the reason you think I'm here tonight.
Okay.
I'm here to ask the board just to consider something if they look at this agreement with Cornerstone Church. I think it's a great opportunity for revenue, and I'd be happy to get some money for the building and not leave the building sit empty. I know that other schools have leased to this organization that I believe is present here today. The one issue that I want to make sure just someone is paying attention to is the leasing of school property to a faith-based organization. I know almost nothing about Cornerstone Church other than they are a faith-based organization and that they have rented building space from other schools in the area. However, one of the complications that's created by this building is that it's split between administration and the other side of the building, and they're really one complex and share one parking lot. And the only thing I want to make sure is that we're not going to run into a problem where people are compelled to come to the building, staff, teachers, parents, students, to do business in the administrative office, and that we run into a problem where we end up with a legal challenge because of signs that are out in front, outdoor congregations, the fact that you would have a faith-based organization operating during normal business hours, or any actual or even perceived subsidizing of space. The math really has to be done on this. This is an issue that is extremely blurry. There is no fine line here. There are no five rules that you can say we did this, this, and this. New York has been in a legal battle, which is going up to the Supreme Court. We all have heard the stories about nativity scenes or crucifix that is hung on a building and the issues that this caused. It is extremely messy. And I just want to make sure that we don't get in a situation where any legal challenge to this, which may come from someone in the district or someone within the state or groups who do nothing but this, travel the country and make challenges, quickly outweigh any benefit to us or to the church itself. So I just want to make sure somebody has taken a look at that, because like I say, it is extremely messy. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I really can't answer the question simply because I haven't had time to look into it, and it's so awful. The degree to which people go to make problems maybe where none even exist. So again, I'm not speaking out against the lease. I believe there was a great economist that once said everyone's money is green, and I'm fine with that. This is revenue for the building. I just want to make sure that we don't get in a situation also for the church where we have to impair anything that they would want to do in the building to protect ourselves. Obviously, a church in protecting what is ultimately their First Amendment right, although that's a phrase that people throw around quite loosely, but it is. Their First Amendment right, you don't want to impede on their activities at all. You want to let them use the space for what they needed. So, again, my only concern is that somebody, look into this, whether it's referred to committee or we've had people look into it, or I don't even know if there's a lawyer who specializes in this, or maybe the church itself has had, some contact with this through leasing of other properties. Just something I want to keep on the radar. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell me.
Scott Nemanek. Was checked over.
Mrs. Raines will get back to you with the background. Okay. Pastor? Arvid Svensson. Welcome.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come and speak. Thank you for your time. And I realize this is a special board meeting, so we really do appreciate you taking the time to do this for us. My name is Pastor Arvid Svensson. I'm married. I've been married for 32 years by the grace of God. I have a wife who's put up with me for 32 years. We have five children. I attended Northeastern Bible College in New Jersey, graduated from there, and I was a youth pastor in New Haven area, Connecticut, near Yale University. I was there for 3 years, and then I came out to Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, which is Bannockburn. Maybe some of you are aware of it. I got my Master Divinity degree from that school, and then I was a pastor in Big Lake, Minnesota for 10 years, where we had summer for just about 3 weeks every year. If any of you have been to Minnesota, you know what I'm talking about. But we had a tremendous time there. When I was at that church, I was persuaded to consider the challenge of starting new churches and communities just in order to establish new works and kind of a pioneer church planting type of emphasis. When I came down to Village Evangelical Free Church in South Holland, that was kind of our task. We were looking at possibilities to plant other churches in various areas, and one of them was the Lincoln Way area. So the church in South Holland, where I had been a senior pastor from 97 to 2003, sent us out with a group of people to come into the Lincoln Way area and to just simply start a church. And we are a Christian church, and we teach the Bible, and we meet on Sunday mornings, but we also have activities during the week as well. Anyway, we started the church 2003, and we were fortunate enough to work with Lincoln Way Central High School. We worked with the superintendent there, and they allowed us to rent for Sunday mornings. And we've been there for 8 years. I think a good reference, if you're looking for someone to get a recommendation, I'm not sure if you've gotten this information or not, especially in light of the concerns that the gentleman has. Mark Cohen has been our contact person at Lincoln Way Central High School. I would be more than happy for you to call him to get any kind of reference, if you'd like, concerning our church. But we've been working with them for 8 years. We have a very great, well, I guess it's 9 years, 9 years. We have a great working relationship with them. We have had that Sunday space, but for weekly activities, we've needed to rent various places. So in the history of our church, we started out with about 40 people, and we have now about 200 people. We've rented an industrial condo. We rented a ministry center over in Mokena. And most recently, we were sharing the facility with Living Hope Lutheran Church over in Frankfurt, just behind the Frankfurt Library. We were there for about 2 years. That building sold to another church. It necessitated us finding another ministry center where we could have activities. Basically, what we do is we have three pastors on staff. Myself, we have a family pastor, family ministries pastor, and his name is Steve Long. He has a doctorate degree from Temple University. And then we have a youth pastor. His name is Caleb Gosen, and he's a graduate of Moody Bible Institute. And then we have a part-time worship pastor who's only there on Sundays, well, Saturdays and Sundays for rehearsal and then leading worship. So we have been blessed to be here for 9 years in this community, and we are simply looking for space to have those weekly activities. The majority of them are for Tuesday and Wednesday, as I think you've probably read the material. But also, because of our staff, part of the request is also office space for that as well. And that's basically what we've outlined. But, you know, we're here to answer any questions. We have an elder board and a deacon board. The elder board is headed up by Dr. Carl Pignotti, who's been a dentist in Chicago Heights for about 30 years, I believe. And this is Dave Hohulin, and he is chairman of our deacon board. And our deacon board handles more the nuts and bolts operations of the church and different financial concerns. So he's here with us this evening as well. Just wanted to say we have felt very welcomed, and you've been extremely courteous and helpful as we've explored this possibility. We appreciate very much your consideration, and we're just here to answer any questions and at the same time not take too much of your time as well. So thank you so much for considering this possibility.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Well, I went over the contract, and I didn't see any issues with it. So, I mean, was there a reason that this was delayed, or was just that the timing of everything?
I believe it was the timing of everything, Mrs. Lentz, and we needed to dot a couple of I's, which actually we did over the weekend.
Okay.
One of them was the effective date.
Mm-hmm.
The effective date, the church would like to begin on October 1st.
Okay.
And so we developed a contract through September 30th
mm-hmm.
with the lease to be extended for a second year upon agreement for both parties. So
okay, is that the amendment that you have here?
That's the brand new board book that you have
okay.
with you. That really was our point of, not of contention at all. It was a very cordial conversation.
Awesome. Okay.
That was really the biggest point that we had to settle on.
Mm-hmm.
We originally were trying to put it on fiscal years because that's how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you go October 1st to June 30th, you only have a 9-month contract, and that wasn't in everyone's best interest. So we looked to do it in a 2-year cycle to get on to a fiscal year contract because if should we have another renter, we would want that renter on a fiscal year.
Right.
And that was the only reason.
Okay, and then I have another question. I apologize because I know that I didn't make the last board meeting, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on the board back when the church, one of the Christian churches were in Indian Trail. Does this contract kind of mirror the contract that we had when, well, Mary might know.
I would have to defer to Mary on that one.
All right, because do you remember that we had a contract with another church at Indian Trails?
Right.
For a few years.
A year by year.
Okay.
And they would just come back. It was almost an automatic thing, and it was a very simple, they only used it on Sunday.
Correct. I remember the trailer being out there, but I do remember that we had another church utilize
it. Oh, yeah, for years.
Right, utilize our building. And they got big enough where they were able to purchase their own building, which is great, but that's why I'm asking. Is this any...
It was
is it
a very
apples to oranges?
No, this is much more complicated.
Okay.
Because that was strictly a Sunday use of the gym.
Right.
This is more detailed for spaces and utilities and everything that wasn't included.
Right.
In
okay, that's in this contract. That looked pretty simple. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not I'm not a financial whiz, but it looked fine. That's why I just didn't know why we are here. Okay.
To be further, we did work through Scott Nemenek, our legal counsel, on the contract, and we were going back and forth with the church because there was also an opportunity to perhaps have Sunday service, and that didn't work out to their benefit, so the Sunday service remains at Lincoln Way, and it's the weekday. It's actually two classrooms that are in the far back corner of Mary Drew are going to be utilized for the offices, and then throughout the week, perhaps a gym will be used, perhaps a couple classrooms will be used for the different activities that they have. And that's the extent of the
okay. And I saw the obligations in the contract that,
mm-hmm.
What they're obligated to do, and I thought that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I did. I actually had a couple questions, and one was sparked by something Mr. Marin said. Election day is on a Tuesday. That's a church and state kind of separation thing there. Will you be utilizing the facility on election day, or should I say better, do we use this facility for election day?
Yes.
Is this a polling place?
Well, you know what?
It was changed.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
They're not going to use,
this building anymore?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
If you did not want us here on Tuesday, we would make sure we were not.
Well, if we're no longer a polling place, that eliminates that. And then, and it's not because that my concern would be with anybody who had held a key to any of our buildings. Is there any background that you do on your, I don't want to say your employees or your whoever's handling your stuff that will be in the building that will also hold a key? Have you done backgrounds on those people? And you're shaking your head, yes. Wonderful. Great. And then have we answered all of the custodial staff's questions?
We have.
I know they had a list of concerns.
And that hence several meetings.
Right. I wasn't able to make those, so I just wanted to make sure all of their concerns had been answered. And none of this conflicts with the Park District, any of our agreements with them.
It does not.
For usage. Okay. Great.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the resolution for lease of property as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Wildeville?
Aye.
Mrs. Lyons? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Mrs. Kenny?
Aye. Motion carries. Welcome. Part of the Summit Hill family. All right.
I hope your church grows. That you're too big for this building.
We have that same hope.
Yes, yes.
But we do appreciate it very much. It's very nice to be able to see you. And let me say, if there's any kind of problem at all, we'd be happy to work with you. If you have some kind of special event where you need us to cancel anything during the week, we'll do that immediately. And we want to keep communication open. So anything that you have, anything that you see, anything that's taken place, and again, trying to be sensitive to the gentleman's concern, we would be happy to hear about that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is a closed session item, and there will be no action taken before we adjourn. Can I have a motion that we go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1? To consider information regarding appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Wildeville.
Aye.
Mrs. Lenz. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Kenny.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Is it appropriate for
Are you okay? All right. There were no questions from board members at the last meeting.
Well, let me redo the motion. All right. I'd like to make a friendly recommendation to the motion of going into closed session to hold on it. Since Sean Doyle has joined us. Yeah, second.
Oh, second, sorry. I didn't know that's what you were waiting for.
Okay.
Do we need a roll call vote for that? Because of we roll call to go into?
Just coming out of closed session.
Okay.
You don't have to.
All in favor?
All in favor. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. The original timeline.
No, you let him state that whole question.
Sorry.
No problem with the contract at all. In fact, I'm glad to see that we're going to get a tenant in there. The only question I had was, I know we had a closed session at the last meeting that we didn't actually hold in regards to, I thought we were going to discuss the lease proposal.
We were, but there were no questions.
Okay. So, but that's, it's not a contract that goes into effect until October 1st, so I'm just wondering why we held a special meeting we have a perfectly good regular board meeting next week with
right.
us.
Right. Originally, it was on the agenda for the last meeting.
Okay.
We took it off because we were allowing the board members to look at the contract and see if there were any questions, and we gave them till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We had no questions. But we already had to remove it from the agenda because there was a time constraint there. We couldn't add anything to it. Originally, when we talked to Cornerstone, they had indicated they would like to get in by the 17th of September. And I had calls from several board members who said, as long as there were no questions, there was nothing holding this up, please let's have a special meeting, get this approved, because we don't want to lose them as a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason we've done this.
So are they moving in on the 7th? I mean, they're obviously not moving in on the 17th,
no.
Right?
No, no, it's October
1st. Okay,
no,
but that, okay.
Switched it because...
I was one of the board members that's been called, and my concern was that I think this has been dragged out long enough. I think all of our questions have been answered, and I really want to make a statement to them that we're serious about this, and
yeah.
Let's get them in. I don't want them to think... Even though there's a board meeting next week, I just want it to happen. Because this week, it was last week it was taken off the agenda, and I just am very excited to get them in and get the contract signed and get everything moving.
Yeah, it's, you know, special meetings, again, I'm not in favor. We hold a lot of these. This one was called on a Sunday, you know, apparently within the time, which is fine. But it's, I just don't like the timing of all that, you know, and especially
hey, that's
if we
have
a... Well, yeah, but that's, yeah, it's one of seven opinions. But why we couldn't wait until a regular board meeting to take care of it. So.
Nobody's
saying, don't do
well,
a mistake, but I'm not excited about getting a penny
meeting.
From
go
there.
Go ahead, voice your opinions.
I wanted to get this done and taken care of, and I thought, like, as Joy said, I thought it was dragged on too long. Actually, it should have stayed on the agenda for last week. Nobody had any questions. It
right.
should have been on the agenda.
Yeah.
And if there was any questions, it could have been asked at that meeting. We could have approved it. It should have never been removed, period. So that's why I thought, it, in good faith interest, that we would have a meeting, get it taken care of, get
okay.
it nailed down, and we're done.
On a personal note, this wasn't for me. I didn't ask for a special meeting, and it was hard for me to get here. However, I'm glad that we were able to take care of that. My concern, and I'm glad we're taking care of it this evening, is our closed session item. That to me is a very important thing that we as a board discuss. Not saying that the lease is not, but to me the closed session item is probably the most important thing we're discussing.
So is that the impetus really for having the special meeting?
I don't know. I just
waited,
I'm glad that we're discussing
okay.
the closed session item. That did leave me on edge when we left here last week. So I don't know why I was not a part of that. I was called. I was sick on Sunday. I didn't take the call. However, I'm glad we're discussing the closed session item. That's what I'm saying. Is
okay.
that, you know.
I'm glad we finally.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I don't have a problem, as I said, with the contract, so.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, if that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. Can I have a motion that we go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Doyle.
Aye.
Mrs. Wildeveld.
Aye.
Mrs. Lenz. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy. Mrs. Kenny.
Aye.
Okay.